The question is, what is the proper way, according to Halakha, to deal with the Sisit in regards to Kiryat Shema? The Halakha writes in Siman Chav Dalet, Mitzvah le'echoz ha-Sisit b'yad semalit keneged libo b'sh'at Kiryat Shema. There is a mitzvah to hold the four Sisiyot in the left hand at the time of the reading of Kiryat Shema, and hold them there, keneged alev, next to the heart. According to Arizal, Arizal says that the sisiyot should be collected already in the Havat Olam, when you reach the part that says, Me'arba kam for ta'aris, which hints to the four corners of the sisiyot also. So one should take them, put them in their left hand. Now the Halakha also writes, according to the Kabbalah, that the proper place to put these four sisiyot is in between the fifth finger and the fourth finger. So they call it the pinky, which is a small finger. They put it in between those two fingers, all four strings, and they hold it there. And they keep it there by their heart. Now, Maran writes in Halakha Dalet, Yesh nuagim nistakel basisit kishemagi'im le'uritem oto. Some have the custom to look at the sisiyot, and when they're reading Parashat Vayomer, when it says Uritem Oto, Uritem Oto says you should look at them. That's a nice custom. Viniten Otam al Ainaim, and some put it by their eyes. Uminhag Yafehu, it's a good custom for Habubei Mitzvah. There are many different customs regarding what to do with the Sisid during Parashat Vayomer. According to Arizal, he would look at them the whole time he was saying the Parashat. Others say, like the Ramah brings down, it's a mitzvah to kiss them. Some kiss them every time it says the word sisit. Some kiss them every time it says sisit, and when it says uritem oto, and when it says velotaturu ahare lebabchem vahare enechem, and they kiss it also when they say Hashem Elokechem emet. These are all good customs to kiss the mitzvah and kiss the sisit. It's called chibub mitzvah, and it's a good minhag. The Mishnah Rab brings down, shekol ma'avir sisit al einav. Anybody that puts the sisit over his eyes, kishikore parashat sisit, ye muftah, is guaranteed, shelo yavo lide simui einayim. He will not go blind. And therefore you see the sigulot are very tremendous on this mitzvah. I want you not belittle this regarding the sisit. How long should he hold it for? Again, the Mekubalim say you should hold it until you get to viyasim v'nachon, and you say, la'ad, you kiss them, and then you drop them and you let them go. The question was asked by Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shalita, what about a lefty? Should a lefty put the sisit in the right hand and go the other way? Halakha says no. Even a lefty should put his sisit in the left hand. It seems as an inyan to have the sisit in the left hand regardless if you're a lefty. Alrighty, so therefore one should be careful when it comes to not to be mizalzel. It shows chibub mitzvah to collect the sisit, to kiss them, to look at them, in order to remember the tariyak mitzvot. It should be pointed out that Maran writes mitzvah otov nistakel basisit b'sha'at atifa kishemibarech. Another place where it's important to look at the sisit is at the time of the beracha, the ta'atef b'sisit. So the custom is, while you're making the beracha, to look at the sisit, or look at them right before you make the beracha, in order that you should fill the mitzvah the proper way. So we discussed looking at sisit during the beracha, looking at sisit, or collecting them during Ahavat Olam, and looking at them throughout the parasha b'yomer until the word La'ad in Emet V'yasi.